Good morning. The Rambam in the 10th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva poses the following question. He says, we've just spent all this time discussing the ultimate reward being Olam Haba, the ultimate punishment being Kares, the soul being cut off. He says, if that's the case, if we as Jews believe in this heavenly reward and a reward in the world to come, then why is it that when you look through the Torah, you find the following description? It says, if you do what's right, it doesn't say anything about Olam Haba. Instead, it says that your lands will flourish. It says that you will have all this blessing. And if you do what's wrong, then your land will not flourish. It'll be ruined. It'll be destroyed and you'll be exiled from your land. The only description of reward and punishment in the Torah is not in any way anything spiritual. It is entirely physical, entirely material. And the question is, how does this square with his arguments, and really all of Judaism's arguments, that there is a notion of Olam Haba? So really there are two questions over here. I mean, and for the record, this question leads even Jews in the early centuries to develop what we would describe as a heretical belief that there is no Olam Haba, right? Because the Torah itself doesn't have, as you know, at least explicit or much mention of Olam Haba. So it leads them to this discussion, which again, according to our tradition, is not only wrong, but it's considered heresy to disregard and to deny the notion of Olam Haba. So the question we have to deal with is, A, why is there no mention of Olam Haba in the Torah? Or at least not a continuous discussion, why is it not emphasized in the Torah? And B, why is it that in the Torah there seems to not only be no mention of Olam Haba, but there seems to be a very different description of reward, which seemingly is in contradiction to a spiritual reward. It speaks about physical reward alone, physical reward and punishment alone. So those are the two questions we'll have to deal with. We'll see what the Rambam says, and we'll deal with a number of other responses as well.
When you say no mention of Olam Haba in the Torah, you mean not just Chumash and all of Tanakh, right?
Well, Tanakh describes, well, we'll come back to Tanakh. Tanakh certainly in Chumash, in Tanakh there is description on some level, but Tanakh's a little bit more difficult to understand what exactly is being referred to over there. But the Rambam himself said there is no discussion of Olam Haba, rather it's a discussion of the Messianic era, which is not a time of reward. It's a good time, but it's a physical existence. This notion of a spiritual reward and a spiritual punishment is not emphasized, maybe mentioned, but not emphasized in all of, virtually all of Tanakh.